Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday. Cinco de Mayo 2023.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. That's what I'm looking for there. Right there. Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Sometimes I have someone to hang with and sometimes I don't. I know.
Poor Sarah. John has something to do tonight.
I know, I hate
and
that.
And so does Riley. What is Riley doing again? Some nerd thing.
Some, yeah, a total nerd
Warcraft.
Thing. Yeah, World of Warcraft raiding party or something. I don't know. He has all these friends and they're all around the world, which to me is just people you met online. I guess the definition of friend has broadened. That's all. But anyway,
they're real friends.
Sure. Okay.
He knows these guys really well.
No, I'm sure you're right, Alex. Do you do this too? Is that why you're?
Well, I don't do the World of Warcraft, but I do play online with people. Yeah, and I've met a lot of people online.
But yeah, you meet them, but you're not have. I mean, you're just battling together. Are you talking about like Halo or Call of Duty?
Yeah,
or?
Call of Duty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get on.
I'm
the
with
Xbox
Alex
Live
on this. I know the definition. You know, it feels like you should have shared physical space to be calling someone a friend. But if you've spent 5 to 20 hours a week with someone.
Yeah.
For weeks on end, then you do know them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially during the beginning of the pandemic when it was like, oh yeah, we're gaming for this is what we got. We're in the house. So
he was so psyched. He was like, oh yeah, I don't have to go anywhere.
I got a ton of new friends.
Yeah. All right. That's right. You know, how did you meet and marry Mayara during the pandemic?
We met a little bit before, so that's kind of what happened there. So we met. Yeah, slightly, like a little bit before the pandemic.
When did you meet?
It was 2019.
But so, like what, Christmas
you
time?
You met in 2019 and you're already married?
Yeah, I want to say it was like early 2019.
Oh, so you had a full year of dating this girl before the lockdown happened.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
You lock down together?
No. No, we were actually living together at that time. So
what did you just could only talk on the phone or what?
Yeah, we kind of did that for a minute, and then we met up a couple of times in there when we could. But yeah, there was
the illegal hookup.
No, I think it was I want to say there was only like a few months in there that it was really hardcore. But I could be tripping.
Where did she live?
She lived out here in the city.
Oh. She lived in the city. You were in Concord with your brother.
Yeah.
And you guys barely connect. So when did you start hanging regularly?
When did we start hanging regularly? Probably when we first started hanging out.
All of 2019.
Yeah. And then we had, there was definitely the COVID thing was just weird. So I don't know.
Yeah, we all experienced
but
that.
But we did some things to try to we definitely did the, the Netflix and chill online. So
you were already in love at that point, would you say?
The first time I laid eyes on her, I was in love. So
wow. Perfectly.
No,
hesitation. Very well done.
I was joking. Thank you.
Clap.
That's so romantic.
No, it was we've had some ups. We've had a lot of ups and downs in this. We actually broke up for a second there, yeah.
Oh. What broke you? What did you break up over? Oh.
It was just me and
for sure
my
his fault.
Situations. Yeah. That's I struggle with relationships and this one I've struggled with and it's like a good one. That's the hard part. I think
was
I struggled
she just
with,
asking too much of you?
No. I mean, well, anything is asking too much of me usually, so.
True that.
You ask me to do anything, I already feel like it's overbearing.
Oh, my God. Have you met Vinny?
Me and Alex have a lot more in common than I even knew. Like, as I hear him, share, I'm like, okay, we're from the same cloth.
Yeah. I feel like you guys should hang out, but I know neither of you wants that. So.
Oh, that's a good one.
They just
Sarah.
Have some. Thank you. Thanks so much. Yes, my God, how do I do it? Wow. Wow, wow. So, okay, so now we're in the pandemic, right? So you're a year in, the pandemic happens, you're finding ways to hang, you Netflix and chill, which I assume means phone sex, but you're meeting up here and there. And then somehow you've already been married to her for over. When did you get married? 2022?
Oh, I'm going to have to dump all this. 2022. Yeah, we've been married for a little over a year. I think we're
what's
coming up on
date?
2 years.
What's the date in 2022?
September 26th.
Hold on. You've only been married since September this past September? 26.
Maybe it was 2021.
It's 2021, dude.
Yeah, 2021.
Oh, shit.
You're coming up on your two-year anniversary.
Because I'm definitely editing all this out.
When we started working with you... When we started working with you, you had already been married a year. So, and it's been, we're pushing a year with you, aren't we? I can't remember.
Yeah, we are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were right around May. This is it.
It's a blur. It's a blur. That's the problem. It's like all this, it's been flying by so quick that I can't even believe it.
Vinny, okay, I have a question. So here you are. You're together. You've had your ups and downs, but it's clear that you have some...
Struggles
with day-to-day living. I also have them, so I'm very aware of that. I know what it sounds like to other people who are like, well, what is your fucking problem?
Yeah, buttercup.
It's called alcoholism. I'm glad you don't have it. That's
right.
All. Anyway, so, but what possesses you to go from, I'm barely holding on to this relationship, I'm lucky to be here, to having the gall to think you should marry her? Like, how do you make that leap?
Well, you know, there was not a lot. I mean, she definitely was. Yeah, she's not as.
Just fucking say it.
Well, she may have had to go back to Brazil. So that's right. Yeah.
Oh,
so she's
God,
from Brazil.
Right.
So, yeah. So there was that. And it was like, so that definitely pressed forward a bit. Yeah, it made it a little bit more of a situation where it was like, okay, well, I kind of had to make a decision. Like, okay, we want this to keep going. We don't want to rush into it, but we do want to keep going.
But we do have to rush into it.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those things where it was like, okay, if we want to do this right, then we're just going to have to kind of push forward. And then I was kind of just thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I got... You know, probably at least like one failed marriage in me, you know, because I didn't, you know, haven't really.
Oh my God.
Just in case anything happens, you know?
I think we should take that out. Like, he's going to be. Did you dump that, Alex?
No, that's hilarious. No, don't dump any of that.
No, yeah, you can't dump it now, man. No, we're too deep into this story.
I understand
this is
what
crazy.
You're saying. I'm going to fail
at least once.
No. But here's what. You took a chance.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You took a chance. And I think you rolled your dice on a situation where you're like, I'm a better person with her in my life. I can't go wrong taking a chance with her as opposed to taking a chance on myself where I have a tendency to fuck things up. So, like, you know.
Yeah, there
right?
was yeah, 100%. No, she's yeah. like, that was one of the main things with me choosing her was like, yeah, she's just like, I mean, you guys see her, you know, on Instagram and all that stuff. Like she's a bright light, you know, and I feel like I could use something like that, you know,
she is a bright light. You're not wrong.
So that was a big, and like everybody loves her, you know, I love her. And it was just one of those things where it's just like, yeah, this might be a situation where, I mean, of course, you know, I'd like to say, you know, everybody has a chance to find that person and you know, if something happens, but yeah, I think it was one of those things where I was like, okay, well, if I let this go, I might not get another girl like this. So I was like, let's do this, you know?
Wow, that is interesting.
Is she now moving forward to get full citizenship? Is that what's
yeah,
the
we're already
path?
Yeah, we're already doing all that stuff right now. We're pretty close, but it is definitely it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, and she's got to take a full-on test, a test that most American citizens would fail.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, well, even getting to that point, I don't know if she's done the test yet, but even getting to that point, there's a lot of, like, you know, stuff we have to send in saying, hey, this is legit.
Right.
Prove
that your marriage
is
real.
People writing letters and
documents.
Now, let me ask you this. Yeah.
Was there any conversation about maybe not getting married, but you moving with her to Brazil and seeing if that is a better route for you to spend time together than, you know, legally getting married and finding yourself, you know, maybe with your first divorce under your, you know, your
don't
first ex-wife.
Don't say that. Please stop saying that.
It's all hypothetical.
It is hypothetical. Okay. There was, she did mention that.
He's killing me over here. I mean, it's Alex, bottom line, who's killing us all, but Vinny's exacerbating the situation.
No, I'm just trying to see if, like, she went, you know, before she went, you need to marry me or I have to go home. Maybe she said, hey,
no,
listen,
yeah, she did
go
mention
home.
That. She did
you
mention
should come
that.
With me.
That was a thing. And that would be very difficult for me. You know, I've been in California all my life, barely out of California a few times. So, yeah.
You can't sleep without your pillow. Like, you need
California
pillow.
Well, I think one thing is she's already kind of out here and kind of doing her thing out here. So it felt kind of, it would definitely be, she's learned English. She's out here. Her English is great. And she's doing a great job out here. And
it's
I just felt
easier
like,
move for you.
Yeah,
I
it would be
it.
Very okay. difficult for me to, like, I would be lost. You know, mm-hmm. and then I would definitely be in a situation that I wouldn't want to be in where I'm like relying right. on her for everything. Like, yeah, can you say hi to this guy? I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Uh-huh. And it's hard. That's like Portuguese is a super hard. Actually, Brazilian Portuguese is really hard.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Like the pronunciations are like impossible.
It's very hard. Her pronunciations in her where she lives, which is the Northeast, is like way different than somebody in like Rio or Sao Paulo. Yeah, it's wow. crazy. Yeah.
Very different for sure. Like you hear Spanish and you can hear French and Italian and there's a lot of like there's a beauty to it and you kind of recognize it. Portuguese,
right.
I've been in the ocean where I've heard people speaking it and I don't know them or anything and I'm like, "Was that fucking Russian? What was that?" And you got to give it a second
yeah.
and go, oh, that's okay. It's Portuguese. I got it. All
people
right.
have actually, like, yeah, I guess thought she was Russian, actually.
Oh, really?
From her English pronunciations of like, her accent. Yeah. So
yeah,
she's even gotten that, yeah.
I definitely had that happen not that long ago where I was like, who the fuck are these guys? Yeah. And then I went, gave it a second, went, oh, they're Portuguese. Okay.
Brittany, see if you can find someone just speaking in Portuguese online to play. Because honestly, if you're not familiar with it, it's jarring. Mm. It is actually just, you know, someone speaking. And if possible, like Portuguese from the northeastern state of Brazil.
Yeah. And then there's some hard stuff like bread is pão. Like, see,
pão,
I can't even do it.
Pão.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to say it like that. Because if you say pão, then you're saying dick. So
I want to eat some nice pão. Yeah.
Exactly.
Give me a slice of that pão. Oh, I got to slice the pão. But there is like a wow.
Yeah, there is.
Like in it. That's it's actually super hard to really accurately.
It's a nasal thing. I don't know.
Power?
Well, you had Stacy living with you or she didn't live with you, but she was part of your family for
years. You mean
years,
Susie?
So
you,
Susie,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
And you're yes, Susie tried so many times. Here's what I got. Bubulator, which I think is butterfly, but it could be deer. And acabo, which is well done. Then that's it. That's all I've got. And then, but my kids can have some Portuguese because they would sing all the songs and they would, and she would speak to them. When Susie first started working with us, she had almost no English. Mm-hmm. And so the kids, you know, to talk to her, they had to learn her language. And
that's great.
It was really cool. Okay. So now.
Can I hear some?
Yeah.
Se espírito. De viajar, de descobrir, de explorar. Como a maioria de nós é descendente próximo de pessoas que vieram ao Brasil, a maioria da Europa ou alguns orientais, eu acho que nós trouxemos essa cultura de viajar.
I can hear the Russian in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually,
absolutely.
I was in the ocean, so there was wind and some other things. But these guys, I swear to God, I'm like, are these guys fucking Russian? What am I hearing? And then I after a few minutes, I went, oh, it's okay. It's Portuguese. Got it.
You know, I guess I don't know what this says about me, but I assumed that because I didn't know anybody Brazilian before I knew Stacy, before I knew Susie.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I just assumed that it was similar to Spanish. And then it isn't. I mean, even just like the sound of it is harsher to my ears. I'm sure if you speak Portuguese fluently, you're like, yeah, that's just talking. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. Like you were saying, you know, sort of Italian and Spanish and French all have like a flow to them. And where I feel like that's a lot of stops and starts and really weird pronunciations of.
Yeah, and I can definitely tell that was not like from where she's from.
Oh, is that sounds, so?
Yeah, I can tell from like the pronunciation. Yeah, I think that's more like probably Rio or Sao Paulo. I can't really tell that, but I can tell it's not where she's from. Yeah.
Senora okay. Custin, that's the lady who didn't teach me Spanish.
She tried.
She didn't take. But Senora Custin used to call them the romance languages. They're very much like there is something sexy about the pronunciation and the flows. And not Russian, though. That's not one
Not Russian and not Portuguese. At least not Brazilian Portuguese. Anyway, I typed in questions on the 2023 citizenship test. And there's actually a place, it's like civicsquestions.com, and it's practice tests. So I hope you guys are doing those. Are you?
We haven't done those yet, but I'm sure, you know what, maybe she's doing
because
without
these are
me.
These are hard questions. I feel that they're, let me ask you a question, you ready? Who's in charge of the executive branch?
The president.
That is correct. Well, I'm assuming that's correct. Hold on, I haven't looked yet. I got it right. Moving on to the next one. Here we go.
We should play this on the weekly game of random skills.
Oh my God. Maybe we should. Well, it's only 10 questions. Yeah, all right. We could do it. Like, this one seems pretty easy. Like, when do we celebrate Independence Day?
Come on!
4th of July.
That is correct.
My birthday!
What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
That is correct. What is one important thing that Abraham Lincoln did?
He freed the slaves. Was that?
That's one of the acceptable, led the United States during the Civil War, or saved or preserved the Union. You got that one right. The Emancipation Proclamation.
That's what I was just going to say. That I think the proper answer would be the Emancipation Proclamation.
Right.
I
should have said that. He didn't actually go there and free the slaves. Name one of the two longest rivers in the U.S.
Oh, man.
Just name any one of them, and you're going to get it right.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Too long as...
don't say the Sacramento River.
I was going to. Mississippi River?
That is correct. Okay. Very good. Missouri.
PPI.
The Missouri and the Mississippi.
You said pee-pee.
Pee-pee. Who was president during World War I?
Oh, this one's going to be not...
Yeah, you can't get that. But maybe you can. Nope, you didn't. Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, yeah, Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, what yeah, are... yeah, he said.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I knew that one, I just couldn't, it was...
Aho, you're on a roll today. Keep going, Sarah.
Maybe I should stop while we're ahead. All right, anyway, yeah, you can practice those. I felt good, like I knew I would never have gotten Woodrow Wilson. So she's going to need to know that. Maybe.
Yeah, that one we'll have to work on. She's smarter than me, I think, though, so it probably shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, I never went to school, you know. I wasn't there. And so I'm surprised I even got that many right, to be honest.
You got them. You got most of them right up into Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, that's when I dropped out.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys, it's been really fun. But I'm thinking that this is it for Friday. If you're listening at 11:30 at night, thank you. How nice that we were able to be here with you because of the writer's strike. I don't know if is there some way that we can find out if a lot of people are listening at 11:30 p.m.?
There's certainly a way we can find out, yes.
So let's work on that. Okay. I don't know why it's so hard to find out who's listening and when.
Email Brent at RadioHouse.com while you're listening, and he'll be able to tally those.
Oh.
I like that message.
Actually, don't forget.
That's not bad. Write them right now.
I say this to myself often. I have to remind myself. Don't forget that in this new corporate structure, some managers are working the whole country at once instead of one market. So it's unfortunate how many things have been piled on certain people's plates.
Yes. give those people a break. They deserve it.
I don't
the
know.
The end.
Yeah. So stop end. Asking questions,
enough.
Sarah.
Right. I don't know why I'm still talking. Why am I still talking?
The
Shut
end.
Shut up, you.
All right.